This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from SFMSports.net.
Well, Coach, before we get into the game, you shared a word with Florence Oratara. What did you say to her after a game high for Florida A&M's player of 26 points?
I just told her I thought she was a hell of a player, hell of a talent. She's young, and just to keep working. You know, I told her I don't want to play against you, but I hate to see kids that have a whole lot of talent and they don't get any better. And I, you know, even if I got to play against a kid, I appreciate the game too much to not encourage a kid I think has some high level talent to work her butt off in the offseason and become a better player. So, you know, hopefully we can keep her below 26 for the next couple times we play her, but I definitely know who she is.
Well, we had some players to counteract her for the Hawks in this one. Jordan Smith over 20 points. Kiara Eaton had a great game. Five scorers in double figures for the Hawks. Your general thoughts on just a blistering offensive pace?
Well, it helps you. First half, we shot 54%, 42 and 70-something. I mean, that, you know, I thought Coach Wakes and Coach Morton did a great job of preparing them in my absence, and I was able to just show up and enjoy them playing, putting the ball in the basket. I thought we struggled, you know, with not putting the ball in the basket at a high enough percentage to be successful, but I thought today they were able to do that. They gave us a lead, and I thought defensively, you know, we did what we needed to do on the glass more than anything else, but, you know, we got to do a better job of communicating on defense.
Our big score today, early and often throughout the game. Was that a game plan to go inside of them? They've been getting shots all year, though. Yeah. They've been missing this bad boy.
Well, you know, it helps Jordan go 6-for-6, I think, in the first half. Yeah. Torrey comes in, but, you know, and Buns was in foul trouble and didn't play much in the first half, but she's going to find a way to put the ball in the basket. But Jordan's a kid that I'm really thinking about how we can get her more touches, more involved. And I think if we can do that, if we can get her shooting double-digit shots, we're going to be in good shape because I think she can shoot a good percentage with that.
Hawks have won 3 out of 4 and a week to prepare for Bethune-Cookman. That's the big matchup in Daytona Beach next week. Seems like your team's peaking at the right time.
Yeah, I think so. I think we just got to keep it going. We got to get better defensively. And it's not as far as the toughness or the effort. I don't know what it is. If anybody knows how to get kids to talk on defense, I've tried every drill. I've tried every motivational tactic. I've tried everything. Coach, I need some help because I got seniors that don't quite, they say they understand, but when we get in the midst of the game, they're not doing it. And I told them we're not going to be successful if we can't do that. So if we can continue to put the ball in the basket like we have, we get better on defense, I think we got a shot to be pretty good.
It's all right, changing of the times, Fred. Changing of the times.
Well, I guess we should be
the tweet. Don't know what that word means.
If they could social network what they're doing on defense, they could tweet their teammate to switch and do stuff like that. Maybe you gotta give them cell phones on the floor.
Someone called Zuckerberg, maybe that's his next option. Hey, thank you, Coach.
Maybe it should be mine.
Yeah, maybe we'll see you in Florida.